Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 49. Let's get started. All right, hello ladies.
Hi.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Hi. We are back to talk about the most recent week of Big Brother Canada, which is episodes 10, 11, and 12.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting things happened in this past week. So I think this week we're going to get a little bit more organized, and we are going to talk, you know, episode by episode if we can. And so let's start out with the nomination episode, reactions to the nominations, and the POV.
Yep.
Okay.
All I know is that the whole time I was watching this particular show, this episode, I was rolling my eyes and cursing every time Rochelle came on screen.
Why Rochelle?
Yeah, why that? Why so?
Dumb.
Oh, you think?
Man.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Dumb because...
Well, I won't say cursing. I won't say cursing. Rolling my eyes at how dumb she is. And then whenever Sabrina came on, I was like, ugh.
Yeah,
because she's following Sabrina?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sabrina completely ran her HOH.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Which is smart and good for Sabrina, but that girl is dumb.
And also smart for the first five alliance.
Right.
Right. Right. So, I was just like, okay. So, Rochelle had nominated Heather and,
Allison,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And she's sitting in the damn diary room going, I did exactly what I wanted. Heather and the other girl, Allison.
No, you did exactly what Sabrina wanted.
Exactly
what Sabrina told you to do.
Exactly.
And what are those two people going to do?
Thank you.
What are they going to do to you?
Right.
They don't win challenges.
No.
Well, Allison is still new.
Right.
It was just ridiculous. It was totally against everything that she was talked about the week before,
mm-hmm.
which is okay if you change your mind, but she didn't change her mind. Her friend changed her mind.
Yeah. She had no say.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I really don't like how they always say during the nomination ceremony, you are strictly a pawn. You're a pawn.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Stop saying that. Stop
yeah, because everyone knows it's not true. Yeah.
Right. Either it's not true or you are blatantly pinpointing who you want out that week.
Right.
Yeah.
And my thing is, too, just put the people up there and just say, hey, I had to put somebody else up. Sorry, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I really want so-and-so gone.
Yeah, just say that.
If you even want to say that, you don't have to say that either.
No, you
right?
don't.
Yeah. You don't have to say anything.
Mm-mm.
You're nominated, that's it.
Yep.
And then it was so cringeworthy to watch Allison and Andrew cuddling.
I can't take it.
He is not cute,
He's
y'all.
He's nasty.
I think so. All those damn rings and shit.
I still don't really notice the rings, but I just don't like
him. I still don't either.
I don't like it. He is not cute at all. I'm sorry.
No.
He's not.
Oh, Allison.
So what I did like about this episode is that Adele, I love him.
Yeah.
And still like him.
Yeah.
And he was breaking it down to Ika. He told her, look, you need, I think they're going to backdoor you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that you need to lay low. You need to quit cutting people down. You need to quit making jokes. You need to quit all the little mean girl crap
mm-hmm.
because that's going to be an excuse for them.
Yeah.
Right.
You need to be nice. You need to just play nice. You need to try to get back into that girls alliance.
Exactly.
He broke it down to her. Now,
yeah.
too bad he didn't tell her that 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And she listened to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he knew what she had to do. It was just a question of whether or not she could handle doing it. Like sucking up her pride and being nice to the girls and
yeah,
trying not to make enemies.
And then we get Sabrina actually suggesting to Rochelle, Rachel, whatever the hell.
Rochelle.
Mm-hmm. Talking about backdooring her,
yeah.
Ika, if somebody gets off, mm-hmm. Wins the veto.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, you know, that's a possibility, so.
Right.
You know. So then we get the veto ceremony, or the veto, picking the players.
Yep.
Kenny, Sarah, John, Heather, Rochelle, and Allison.
Yep. Sabrina as the host.
This was a pretty interesting veto, I thought.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was cool. Lacrosse Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With their crazy neons.
I like that.
Yeah. The short shorts.
I thought that was cute. And I liked all the colors and
yeah.
stuff. So.
Yeah.
They really transformed the backyard.
Yeah.
So they all have to be, they all have to try to hit these targets with numbers on them, and whoever gets the lowest score each round
mm-hmm.
is kicked out of the game, and then they have to go pick, or not pick, but they all have to open up a prize, and whatever that prize is, it could be traded later mm-hmm. by someone else, or they could keep mm-hmm. it, whatever.
Yeah.
So I kind of like how they combine that with some of the other, we've seen vetoes like that before.
Yeah.
Yep.
But just, I've never seen this lacrosse game before.
Yeah, it's so pretty cool.
Yeah. So, the first round, John is out, which I thought was strange since he's supposed to be athletic.
What a dummy.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah. He was trying too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just get it in the thing. You'd be all right.
So, the sixth place bag had the veto in it, so he's like, well, I know I'll be not getting the veto.
Yep.
And then the next person out was Rochelle. Which I was happy about. I didn't want her to win.
And she got the pool party for one.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
So she trades that for the veto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't blame her because I wouldn't have wanted to have to get up and go swimming and shit either.
No. You that have was going to be a swim pain. One lap every time they sound the horn.
That was terrible.
And I kept thinking, like, I would be effed up because I can't swim. What if I would have gotten stuck with that?
Well, you could just it's pretty shallow.
Walk across, yeah, you could probably just walk across the pool.
You could have done your gliding.
I could have glided across.
You could have glided. Or glowed or whatever float. It is.
Glowed. And then Allison was the next out, and she got a cash prize. She trades for the veto, mm-hmm. which, you know, she's yep. on the block. That makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
And you didn't know how much money was in that thing either. It was just a bag with some money,
yeah.
dollar signs.
It looked like a big mm-hmm. bag of money.
Yeah. And so then Heather is the next one out.
Yes.
And her thing is a hot dog costume. And then she trades that for the money. And I'm thinking, dumbass.
I know.
Girl is so stupid.
But. Yeah. You know she wasn't going to hang on to the veto.
Well, that's she said, too.
But that's not the point. The point is, you don't want the other person that's nominated to get it.
Someone was going to get it.
But you don't want the other nominated person to get it, because then you know for a fact they're taking themselves off.
True.
You let someone else get it and then plead with them right. to take you off.
At least have it in your possession.
And at least
second.
Have a chance.
Yeah.
You know, that gives you at least a 50-50 chance. But having the other person on the block get it,
yeah.
you have no chance to get off. I don't know. I was like, are you serious? This girl is so
dumb.
I thought, well, was she not thinking clearly? Or did she not understand?
No, she understood because she said in the diary room.
Right.
I know that
yeah.
would have taken it from me, so.
She figured she had no chance. So
take my chance
bother
with the
with
money.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that was awful.
So dumb.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
That was a dumb move.
Yeah. And Allison's
what?
What? You're not taking the veto?
Mm-hmm.
I know, because she, yes, I agree. Someone would have snatched it from her.
Yeah.
But at least you would have somewhat of a chance to say, hey, give it to me.
Right.
If I'm just a pawn, give it to me. And, you know, or don't use it at all and I'll take my chances, whatever.
Right.
That was just so
yeah.
dumb. So she trades for the money. Because she doesn't want to wear the hot dog costume. So that gives Rochelle the hot dog costume. So then Kenny is the last one out.
Yeah.
The next one out. And he gets a slot pass. So he trades that for the money. And so that means Sarah is the winner. And she gets this walk it off thing where you have to walk and take 10,000 steps a day or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, no, I don't like exercising. So she trades Heather for the slot pass.
Yep.
And because they didn't want to change, they didn't want to take the veto away from Allison.
Right.
And so Allison wins, and Allison's like, did I really just win? I got out in fourth.
I know.
Yeah.
Really? Impossible.
And if I feel like if Ika or anyone else was watching that, they should have realized, okay, all the people are working together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
If you couldn't tell it earlier, all the people are working together because they could have easily taken the veto, have things stay the same.
Yeah.
But no, they let her have it because they're working with her.
Yeah.
Kenny didn't do anything.
Nope.
Sarah didn't do anything.
Nope.
Woo.
Yep. So then we see Ika trying to talk to John to figure out, okay, are they going to put me up? And I'm thinking, well, it's too late to try to talk to people now.
Yeah.
Ika, you should have been doing that earlier.
Right.
It's too late. So we get Heather in her little leotard and Rochelle in her hot dog outfit.
That was funny.
they have to wear that the whole rest of the week.
Yep.
And then we get, what did y'all think about Marsha the Moose?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't like Marsha? Sister Elle Marie.
Marsha was okay.
The what?
Marsha was okay.
I think Kiki does a better voice.
Yes.
Than her.
You know, I remembered the voice deeper, but
okay.
It's not.
Yeah. I thought your impression was better than the actual voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Marsha. Maybe she was funnier last season. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I thought the task was pretty funny.
I did like the task that she gave.
I like
that. Harley did a good job.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I like him.
He did.
Yeah. Mary.
Oh,
you
man.
Don't like Harley?
No, I don't.
Harley's okay. But he did a really good job.
Yeah, I thought
like
so.
He was very believable.
He made Kenny cry.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
That man cries at the drop of a hat.
He does. What the heck's wrong with that guy?
He's just sensitive.
Yes, sensitive.
Really sensitive.
I know, but wait, he's like, well, people have told me that before, man.
Oh, man.
I know.
The
See, that's the point where I kind of felt bad for him.
Yeah.
No. I didn't feel bad for Kenny. No, I'm like, dude, it's not something to cry about.
Yeah.
Come on.
But if that's, like, a sensitive subject for him, and someone brought it to his attention before.
He's going to be crying a lot when he gets out then.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even know this guy.
Well, they've been in there for 3 weeks, so they have developed.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on, man.
They've been in there a while, so you know, I can see if he was feeling bad about making someone else feel bad, but he was just a little, I don't know, it was a little too much.
Yeah, it just happened too quickly. Like, he just went from being fine to just crying, it seemed.
He was trying to play it off, though.
He did, because it looked like he was about to walk out of the room.
Yeah. But I don't think he wanted people to see him crying.
Yeah.
So
he didn't, but I think I kind of saw his shoulders shake. And I'm thinking, he's not crying.
Just like lumberjack. He's crying. What
funny.
Else? He told Allison she was gaining weight.
Yeah, from the slop.
Yeah, but she took it like a champ.
You think she took it like a champ?
No, she. That was cold.
Well, they... He said that she took it like a champ.
Yeah.
You know she didn't, though.
Yeah. No, she didn't.
That's
she
never
immediately
a good thing.
Went to change her clothes.
Yeah, that's right. She's like, I gotta cover up.
Yep.
But he said he only said it because she had been talking about losing weight or gaining weight with the slop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that possible?
He told Andrew he was annoying. And Andrew's like, oh, Mom, I'm so sorry.
Right.
He's like genuinely like, oh, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, he's like, you know, sometimes you treat me like shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry. I guess it was like, what are you talking about? No, I don't. But
yeah.
I know everybody.
They totally believed everything.
Yeah. Yes, they did. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle was a big bitch.
Yeah.
Adele was annoying. John was smelly. Sarah had bad breath.
That was funny.
John was laughing. He was like, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And Sarah was like, yeah, I just ate some stuff. I'm sorry. He's like, yeah, I could tell.
Heather's voice annoyed him, like everybody.
I was surprised, too, that everybody was like, oh, I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah.
I was.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's see. Netta was sick and twisted.
Yeah, a sick, twisted human being.
Yeah. Like, Netta, really?
But then he changed it and said, but I like the shape of your butter. What did he say? Oh, I like...
That was Ika.
No, that was to Ika.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
He told her she was the devil. The devil was inside her.
But, yeah.
But she had a really nice booty.
He's like, sometimes when you talk, it's just like the devil is inside of you.
That was good.
Yeah.
But I really like the shape of your booty.
Right.
Yeah.
He probably did that real quick because he didn't know if she was going to get him or not.
Yeah, he figured, if she's the devil, I better say something nice.
Yeah, that's too funny.
So it was good, and they won the prize.
Yeah.
Won the prize of special, what was it, special party?
Yeah, the doorbell rang.
Yeah, they got a special cast.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck is it?
Yes, it was Paula. Well, y'all don't know her, but she was from last season.
Yeah, we don't know her.
She was one of the people that I liked from last season.
Okay.
Did she make it pretty far?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She made it probably like the last six or seven people.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And she brought like Chinese takeout
for
them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was one of the people I liked from last season. She was very bubbly and cute and always... You know, most of the time, always in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was neat. That was neat to have her come in there. And they were showing her around. Those damn shoes she got on.
I made a note about those shoes, too.
Oh.
What the hell was she wearing?
Well, she's really, really short.
Giant blue shoes.
Gigantic. And did you see her going down the stairs backwards? I was like, how come none of the guys are helping her down the stairs?
She's gonna fall over.
Have helped her. Anyway, that was a good little different, you know, format to the show.
Mm-hmm. But of course, during the tour, Arlie decided he needed to take his clothes off again.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, what the hell, dude?
Dude, stop.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see all that.
Exactly.
No.
Nobody wants to see all that. So then after she leaves, Ika tries to talk to Sabrina about them nominating her, and she in the diary room, of course, she's saying, oh, I know this bitch is lying to me, but I want her to lie to me to my face. And then what's her name, Rochelle, comes up, and I was thinking, this is kind of rude of Sabrina's like, I told Ika, I don't know what you're planning to do, but you're not planning to do anything with her, are you? Or you know,
yeah.
I was like, why don't you just tell her you don't think so and just move on?
Right.
Why would you throw your supposed friend into the fire like that?
When it was your own idea.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, Rochelle's not that with the savvy. So she's like, well, I have to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So basically she knows now that she's going to do it.
Yeah. And she starts pleading, crying. I was like, oh, my God, are you serious, Ika?
I think it was fake.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I think she started maybe feeling it towards the end, like, oh, shit, they're really going to do it. But I think at that time, I think she was somewhat faking it.
Yeah, she was crying in the DR later, though.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew it was going to happen.
With Adele.
Yeah, she's like, he's a loyal bleep guy. That's funny. So she really likes him.
I'm glad they got to be friendly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So then... they have a POV ceremony, and Aika goes up on the block, which we knew. And this is where it chapped my eyes again, and I said, okay, I'm through with that, Rochelle. That she needs to go.
Uh-oh.
She said, in the diary room after Aika goes up. She's like, well, I'm going to have to watch it now because there's going to be a whole lot of this up in here. And she starts snapping her fingers and putting on an accent. And I'm like, oh, no, this bitch didn't.
Oh. Okay, but...
Did you not notice that?
But that is how Aika is.
I didn't notice that.
No. She was... No, y'all. No. No. After the debacle of last season of U.S. Big Brother, my eye's keen on that shit now.
I mean, I caught it, but seriously, Aika really does act like that.
She does, but still.
She does. So I took it as a good impression.
Well, there you go. All I wrote down was that Aika says she's kind of glad that she got up on the block because now she doesn't have to kiss up to Rochelle's flat ass or Sabrina's Kim Kardashian wannabe face.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was a little bit funny.
That was harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was harsh?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Really?
She said worse things.
She has.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah.
About Alf's hair. And clothes. Okay, so then we get into episode 11, the eviction night.
Yep.
And at the very top of the show, before they even get started, Arissa announces that there's a new Twistos twist where Canada is going to be the HOH.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, well, that's going to be nice.
Yep.
And so then they show us scenes of, I don't know why they show this all of a sudden, but they show us scenes of Sabrina crying. Like all the different times she's been crying.
Yeah.
And John is supposedly not feeling it. He's like, I know that she uses that to her advantage, or she tries to. And I'm on to her. I think she needs to be, you know, watched because she's always in everybody's conversation. She always, you know, is lurking somewhere, putting her two cents in, getting information. Even Heather, dumb Heather, is hip to Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I found interesting.
Yeah. Now, John's part of the first five, right?
I don't think so.
No, he's not? Okay.
It's Kenny.
Andrew. Sarah.
Sabrina.
Sarah, Sabrina, and there's one more.
Yeah.
Is it Arlie?
Arlie, I think so.
Is it Arlie?
Or is it John? Maybe it is John.
Let me see if I got my...
I can't remember now.
The back of my notes. I think it's Arlie.
Yeah, I don't think it's John in it.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I couldn't remember.
But I can't.
It's been a while since the first episode. Yeah, it's Arlie.
Okay.
Okay.
So then Heather and Adele chat, and she's telling Adele about Sabrina, you know, being emotional, and he's like, yeah, you need to watch out for her, because she's, you know, dangerous. You just don't talk game with her, just be careful, and Heather's like, yeah, I'm not even going to mess with her. So I kind of like that, too, because, you know, on the fringes, Heather is a little dumb for me, but...
A little.
She hasn't really done anything too crazy to make me just totally dislike her.
Yeah. She hasn't done much of anything either way.
True.
Right.
Yeah. She's just kind of neutral.
Mm-hmm.
But that veto, I would have been like, girl.
I know.
Well, was it Kenny who was in the diary room later where he said, oh, yeah, if she had it, I would have taken it from her. So she was right. I guess she figured I have a better chance with this money than holding on to the veto. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't, Elmarie.
No, I would.
Why would you let the other person have the veto?
You know it's getting taken anyway, so either way.
But you don't want the other person getting it, because then there's less of a chance that...
it already wasn't a chance that someone was going to use it on her to save her.
Yeah, but a lot of times
they were just going to keep the noms the same.
Right. A lot of times people that aren't nominated just leave them the same. They don't use it.
Right.
That's true. But I would have rather that than have someone potentially have the other person have it and then put someone else up, you know?
Yeah.
Because you never know who they're going to put up. At least you could have had a little strategy about, well, I've been here longer. This girl's new. Let's get her out.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would have taken it.
I just think that was weird.
Mm. Oh, we didn't mention how much the money bag was. Chicken of the money.
$18 or something?
$18 and like 30 something cents.
Yeah. And he was like, ugh.
That was crazy. Yeah. I'll be like, this big ass bag.
I know.
$18?
Nothing.
Full of coins.
Full of coins.
Then we see Kenny and Sarah talking. Sarah's kind of hiding behind the cabinet by the washing machines mm-hmm. while he's washing clothes so she doesn't get seen. And she's telling him, Sabrina is going to be dangerous
mm-hmm. yeah,
to us because she is so emotional. And he's like, yep.
Yeah.
She's dangerous. If we get a chance to, we might have to let her go. So then Ika tries to talk to Kenny. And I'm thinking, this is a little too late, Ika.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm going to tell him whatever he wants to know, and then I'll go back on it the following week if I stay. Which is, I guess, what you got to do. So she's promising him she won't come after him. Mm-hmm. He's safe with her. Mm-hmm. She just wants to stay. She's got more game to play.
Yeah.
And he's like, I have a lot to think about now. But I'm thinking he wasn't going to change his mind.
No.
So then another scene that I actually did like was then Heather, Ika, and Adele build a pillow fort.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of random.
I thought
that was
cute.
In the backyard.
Cute.
Yeah.
And so they kind of play with that, and other people kind of come up, and they're trying to, like, act like they're spying on them and stuff. And,
yeah.
But what I liked about it was that Ika actually acknowledges and apologizes for all the mean shit she said about Heather.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
To her yeah. and said, even if you didn't hear about it, I just want to apologize
mm-hmm. that was
if I said
good.
Anything to hurt your feelings. That was good.
It was.
Yep. She didn't
and the
have
fact
to.
That she acknowledged it in the diary room and said, I know that I said yeah. a lot of things that were not game-related
mm-hmm.
about personally that was not right. It was mean.
Yeah.
And I know I was wrong. And I was like, good.
Right.
That Why didn't she do this earlier?
Experience for her.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. could have gotten some votes.
A little too late, but...
Yeah.
A little too late.
But
she needs to go.
Trying to clear her conscience.
Yeah.
She needs to go apologize to Allison.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that took place.
No.
Even on the live feeds, I doubt that.
Right.
But I'm glad that she did that because that was the one thing that I was having a problem with her about.
Mm-hmm.
Saw her mean, nasty comments that didn't have anything to do with
yeah
anything real.
Yeah.
You know. So then we see Netta and John having fun
yeah.
in the HOH, mm-hmm. just kind of talking back and forth. What cracked me up the most about this was Adele.
Yeah!
Listening to music and dancing.
What was he doing? Like answering the phone?
He's like, I'm answering. I'm taking shoe calls on my shoe. And I look over, and Adele and John are just having a good old time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute, go back. Taking shoe calls?
I know. Get smart.
Oh, that was too funny.
Gotta get creative.
Yeah.
Got real creative.
They're kind of like brother and sister kind of relationship.
Who?
Well, that's what Netta says about John.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't see a brother and sister.
I think John might like her more than that. But I think that's how she sees it.
You see it as a showman's in the making?
No, I see it as, well, I think Netta sees it as brother-sister.
I was seeing it kind of like a showman's in the making.
Yeah, but I think John wouldn't mind if it got to be a showman's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we see her doing his nails later in the episode?
Was she?
Yes. He's got those nails done again.
Is he the one? I thought it was Arlie that was wearing nail polish.
No, it's him.
It's him?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
No. Blue nail polish.
No. So then we get, Heather. I thought this was interesting. So Heather she's wearing that leotard and she's got to walk her 10,000 steps.
Yep.
She's walking all over in her little leotard and walking all over the house and the backyard, back and forth, up and down the stairs. But what I thought was like, now she's not as dumb as she's trying to act.
Yep.
Is that she started listening at the door
of
the storage room, and Kenny, Andrew, and I don't know who, was it Arlie?
Yeah, Kenny and Arlie, I think, were in there.
Yeah, it was Kenny, Andrew, and Arlie in there talking about, I think Ika's catching on to us and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, Heather, that's smart.
Yeah.
I always wonder how come people don't try to eavesdrop more.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I thought that was a dumb move.
Why?
Because her eavesdropping is smart, but she walked away and couldn't decipher what they said. So what you? What was the point of you standing there eavesdropping?
She can't hear a thing.
With nothing.
You know what? I feel, though, even if you don't know specifically what they're saying, you know those three are in there whispering, so you must, correlate that to their working together, or they're trying to plan some shit.
That's true. You can still get something out of it.
I don't think she even put that together. I don't. Because she went in the diary room and was talking about it. She's like, yeah, but I really don't know what they were saying. And she just kind of brushed it off. I don't think it even dawned on her at least, okay, these three are making up something together, making some kind of plan. No.
Doing something.
Yeah. No. So it was dumb.
It was a good try.
I thought it was smart.
It's only smart if you come away with something.
Oh, poor girl. So then we get Big Brother throwing a whole bunch of little plastic balls in the backyard.
Yeah.
With messages inside. Mm-hmm. And so they're all trying to open up the messages, trying to see if there's some kind of special prize or clue or advantage or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sabrina was the one that said, we need to count the balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they all start trying to separate the balls by color, count them. I guess some people give up. Ika's like, I'm going to sit out here and finish trying to count all these things.
Until I have counted every single ball.
Yep.
And until Big Brother tells me, I have to go inside.
Right.
Which you better.
Right? Yeah, because your ass is on the line.
Your ass is on the line.
Yep.
So the Big Brother calls them all in the diary room and... everybody has to give their answer on how many balls there were, and Ika gets it right.
Yep.
So she's excited and probably thinking, this is great. Maybe I'll have like a get off the block card or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they make everyone go in the house and shut the door, let her out in the backyard, and there is letters from home or a check for $5,000.
Yep.
And the letters from home, it's one letter for each house guest.
Right.
Not just Rika, for each house guest.
Yes.
So.
And actually, I don't think she had a letter.
Yeah, she had a letter.
Did
she?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she had instructions, but she didn't, I don't think she had a letter.
Yeah.
Like from home.
She had a letter from home too, I thought.
I didn't know, just.
So she had to decide, do you give your housemates the letter, or do you take the $5,000?
Yep.
Now, I don't know.
What would you have done?
I would have done exactly what she did, but I would have done it probably in 2 seconds. And I wouldn't have been sitting there talking through all my thoughts.
Well, but she does that a lot. Like,
don't you think this is really staged, though?
You know what? I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Because, like Sister K just said, you could have made that decision in 2 seconds.
In your head.
And I thought she was going to make the decision really quick because she picked up the check.
Yeah.
Something, she's going to shut the check. Okay. And even the house guests, because they were watching, thought she was about to do it. But then she puts the check back down, and now all of a sudden you want to make a comment and debate to yourself and say your thoughts aloud about every house guest and why they don't deserve their letter. Like, that was real extra.
Yeah.
I will say this. Last season, they did the similar thing, but the person did not, and it was similar. It actually happened to be the black girl on the show. Mm-hmm. She had a special, I don't remember if it was she was HOH that week or if she had a special thing. I can't remember what it specifically was, but they had her in a room by herself. They were letting the rest of the house watch, and she ended up talking through all of her thoughts and, of course, giving away what she thought about each person.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone heard it. And when she got out, one of her friends said, we heard everything. We were trying to will mm-hmm. you to quit talking. And she's like, what? That's not fair. So they basically did the same thing with Ika. Although at this point, though, I don't think Ika cared.
And also at this point, everyone pretty much knew how Ika felt about them.
Right.
Yeah.
The difference is Ika was already on the block. The other girl last season wasn't.
Mm.
And it really jacked her shit up.
I was just going to say, how did it affect her? But okay.
Yeah, it jacked up her shit.
Okay.
So
I think that was when opportunity to be like, ha-ha, in your face.
Well, you notice when they opened the door and Adele came out and he said they topazed you? That was the name of the girl last season that they did that to.
Okay. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, they topazed you. Her name was Topaz.
Okay.
That was also the dumbass girl who voted for the wrong person.
Oh, dear.
At the finale, but that's a whole nother thing. But anyway, when she started talking, I'm like, are they telling these people to do this? But I actually watched the bit on the side this time for her eviction. And they had her on there, and Arissa asked her, why did you say all of that out loud? And she's like, I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to talk through my thoughts. She's like, I wasn't told to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, but the fact that she said that made me kind of wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they really tell her to do that?
I mean, that's a lot of balls to count correctly.
I think she was.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it started right there.
Oh, you think they gave her the answer? Mm-hmm.
Or whatever she said was right.
If it was right to, like, exact number.
Yeah, 1108.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Someone was, two people I think were close, instead of 1106?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I never thought of that they maybe told her.
Yeah, it just all seemed.
I don't think that they told her the number, but I do think that they probably called her to the diary room after telling her, you know, that she won, and pretty much not persuading her, but giving her a little hint, like, okay, you're about to get a task, and why don't you, you know, debate it out loud? Think about your, let us know your thoughts.
Yeah.
Think through a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, this was very entertaining.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
She made Kenny cry.
This is what I didn't understand about that whole thing. These people in that house are furious.
Yeah, they were bitching up a storm.
They are cussing her out.
Yeah, big time.
Flipping
her off.
I didn't quite like the fact that Andrew and Kenny were calling her effing bitches.
Yes.
I thought that was, that was so disrespectful.
Yes.
Even if you feel that way, I don't know. It just rubbed me wrong when they were saying that.
And not one of the other women said something about it.
No, like, that's disrespectful, McCall.
Nope. Not one.
No.
Nope.
But what I did like about her doing that is that she's like, well, Kenny's running the whole house.
Yeah.
And he's got Andrew eating out of the palm of his hand, mm-hmm. and so-and-so is following them, mm-hmm. and this one's stupid, and this one's dumb, and this one's a bitch, and this one's this.
She was calling them out.
Yeah.
She was calling them out.
And even Sarah, who was so disappointed not to get a letter, of course,
said,
hey, she read it exactly how it is.
She said, Ika just expresses aloud what we're all thinking in our heads.
Yep.
I found that odd that she said that.
Why? You thought she
like,
would be an agreement?
She said, what else could she do? Would she do? We've been against her all week. What else would you think she would do?
Yeah.
for her to be all of a sudden understanding to me was just strange.
Do you think the loyalties are switching up or changing?
Or maybe she started feeling bad or... Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was entertaining, though.
Very entertaining.
Yes.
It was entertaining. And then here comes Sabrina. They're outside laughing hysterical. They're laughing. They're just thinking it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to go sit down. So then we get to the live eviction. And are y'all annoyed with Arlie every time Arissa asks him for his vote? He's like, hey, beautiful.
Brown-noser.
Hey, cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not feeling it either. She was like, what's your vote?
She gave him the biggest eye roll. Awesome.
Just give me your damn vote.
Yeah.
So then, of course, I could vote it out. It was the quietest eviction we've seen yet.
Mm. Yep. Right.
She hugged a couple of people, and the rest of them, she just walked by.
Silent.
Mm-hmm.
So the only one she got a vote from was from Adele.
Oh, he looks so sad.
Yeah, it was 8-1 and she was out.
Yep.
Now, why does he always find himself teaming up with the oddest people? Well, I guess the targets of the house? I don't know. Do you think that's his strategy?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think it just happens.
To kind of take
it happens
to him? Or he just...
I think he's just not like any of the other people, and when people get...
But you like,
you know,
like
was,
Paul and Ika?
But they were friends with him. They were friendly with him. Now, you know, I don't think he's looking at it as, how are they treating other people? How are they treating me? And how is my relationship with them?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he even told Paul, look, man, you are not doing right.
Right.
You need to change your shit up. Now, I'm with you, but I'm just telling you, you need to ease up.
Right.
Right.
So I think he, you know, he's like, hey, this is my friend. I'm not going to abandon him. I think he's loyal like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he's not afraid to tell him, look, you need to up your game a little bit. You need to do this, lay low, like he told Ika.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I found touching is on the bit on the side, or whatever they're calling it. I think that's the UK version, the sideshow.
Yeah.
They had Arissa, and then they had Peter and Gary from last season that are like the side guests or panelists or whatever. And Gary was all, he was like, oh, I love you, Ika, so much. And they were asking her questions. And then Arissa asked Peter what he thought about Ika's game. He's like, you know what? When you went in, just on paper, I really had high hopes for you. But then as you got in the house, you were like one of the worst players ever.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically dissing her. And she's like looking at him, and you could see her about to say something. And he says, but what I will say is, I think you did the best job with shredding those letters. There's no way that would have changed around. And he kind of, at the end, told her, like, two things that he liked that she did. And that was it.
The hell?
But at the end of all that, they showed the videos, the goodbye messages from the house guest. And, of course, Andrew was like, bye, good riddance. Heather was like, bye, you know. And when Heather was talking, she was rolling her eyes. But Adele was the last one they showed.
Aww.
And he could see him getting kind of choked up. And he's like, man, he's like, I'm sorry that you're out. I really hope that, you know, you do okay. Say, and he ran through her whole family. He's like, say hello to, and he said like 3-4 different names.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see you later, blah, blah, blah. And he started tearing up. And then all of a sudden, she starts busting out with tears.
Aww.
And so Arissa's asking her, that's hard to see. She's like, no, it's just because of Adele. I just love him.
Aww.
She's like, I hope that he is able to, you know, make it through with these people, these dumb people.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the lie he told about his veto power will help keep him in the game as long as possible.
Yeah. Huh.
That was kind of
I liked their relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were genuine about it.
Yes. And so then the last thing we see is Arissa telling the house guests that this week Canada is the HOH.
Yeah. And remember they were trying to get outside?
Yeah.
For the HOH competition. They couldn't open the door.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that was doing that?
Arlie.
Arlie. And then you get Sabrina. I told you. I did.
Yep.
it was so funny on the sideshow. Arissa's like, oh, they did this. Oh, if y'all can have a chance to watch it, it was funny. They did this little skit where Gary and Peter did this little skit, talk like a little song where they're talking about Canada being HOH. And they kind of subtly said, okay, Canada, do the right thing. And they were like mouthing Sabrina and Andrew in the skit. Peter really can't stand her. So he was saying that Arissa asked something about Canada's HOH. How do you feel? He's like, I think it's a great twist. It's never been done before. And, well, he should have said here in Canada. And he also said, and Sabrina, for her to say that she knew it, she threw out like 50 ideas, and the one that came true, she's like, now she's a master know-it-all. He's like, please. Huh. So obviously they have no love for her.
Mm-hmm.
And made it known on the sideshow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they let them say that, though, kind of maybe skewing the audience of who they would vote for.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm surprised they let them say who they didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was so disappointed that they didn't just interview her there.
Because mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to watch that after show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad you did.
I did. I was interested to see what she was going to say.
Yeah.
Of course, she was only on it for like 5 minutes, but
yeah.
That's probably the only one I'll watch. Well, maybe not. Depends on who gets voted out.
Yeah.
So then let's go into episode 12, which is the HOH and the nominations,
yeah.
Canada's nominations. So then they show the house guests reacting to the twist, and of course the first five is all nervous. Everybody's running around looking worried.
Everyone was paranoid.
Yeah.
It was great.
And Andrew's like, I think I'm going up. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going up.
Mm-hmm.
Adele, I thought, was cute in the diary room. He's like, look, they have been bullies this whole show, and Canada does not like bullies.
Yep.
So they should be worried.
Yeah. Sabrina's crazy. She feels like she has no control for the first time, freaking out.
She should freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, I'm the one who's making all the moves, so maybe Canada doesn't like that, that I'm doing all this dirty work for everybody, and I've been loyal to my alliance.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the one person that I think is going to change how they've been acting is Sarah.
Hmm.
Maybe not how she's been acting, but maybe who she hangs around a lot. Because she was saying it's all going to depend on how Canada is perceiving us and how we're
That's
coming
right.
across.
That's right.
And if they like the first five alliance, they'll vote the other people. If they don't, then they're going to vote for us.
Yep.
But what I would like to know is how come these people who are supposed to be fans of the show do not realize that no matter what kind of alliance you're in, whether it's a nice alliance or not, people don't like it when it's all one-sided.
No.
Yeah.
And it's been all one-sided since almost the beginning.
That's true. They want to mix it up.
They want to mix it up.
Yeah.
And I guess they just didn't think about that. Mm-hmm.
Could I just say one thing about Sarah while we've been talking about her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has got to relax teasing those eyebrows. Holy shit. She is going to pluck them right off her head.
It was one time when she was in the diary room, and it looked like she completely shaved them off and drew them.
Yeah.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
It is just too much.
Some people do that. I think that's weird, because what if you sweat?
Well,
you're going to have
bye-bye brow.
Yeah,
misshapen eyebrows.
It's like a Sharpie or something.
Oh. I do know somebody who has had their eyebrows tattooed.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
No. Can you imagine?
You don't have to worry about it.
Well, your eyebrow shape changes.
Yeah, the hair, I mean,
like,
I don't know. That's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
First of all, the pain.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be having a tattoo on my face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when people get close to you, they're going to notice that there's no hair there. Right?
Huh? Well, there's hair. there's hair there.
When it's just, tattooed?
Yeah, but there's just a tattoo fill-in.
Oh.
I don't know. Because when you get a regular tattoo, they shave that area.
Right.
And then tattoo you.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Wherever the tattoo is.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because they can't tattoo on top of hair. Even if it's fine hair, they still shave it.
Mm-hmm. Then I guess it grows back, like, for your eyebrows and stuff.
Right.
I don't know that if they shaved their eyebrows or not when that was done. Maybe they did. I don't know. All I know is I was like, oh, hell no. That sounds like it's too much pain.
Yeah, and that's very close to your eye, too.
Yes!
With a needle. Yeah.
Well, then, have you heard of people who get eyeliner tattooed on and lipstick tattooed on their lips?
Yeah.
Hell to the F and no.
I have a friend who got her eyes lined tattoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Did they needle it?
You can just keep getting. Are you that lazy?
Right, right.
First of all, how the hell do you get your eyelids tattooed? That sounds so painful, and that shit scabs over.
Yeah, ooh.
But tattoos, when you get them.
Is it like the other kind of tattoo, though, or is it different?
What other kind of tattoo?
Like a tattoo you get on your arm, is it the same kind of thing as your on your under eye?
It's some a different kind of ink.
But it's still a needle?
But it's still, I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
I believe so, too, because how else will it get in the skin?
Right.
I don't know. How could you have a needle there? There's almost no skin.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Have
that's
you ever
awful.
Poked yourself in the eye by mistake?
Yes!
Yeah, with like a mascara thing?
I could be.
But not with no damn needle.
No.
With my, a piece of hair getting in your eye hurts.
Yeah.
Right. Let alone a needle.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Hell to the no.
No.
I'm scared to do LASIK surgery.
Really? Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
No way I would do that.
That's what they say.
But if they slip up.
You don't think it's painless?
How can it be?
You'd be blind for life.
Yeah, what if I blink or something?
That's true.
I'm cool with my glasses. I'm good.
I know, and I think they jack your eye open, and that freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know how they, like,
I know.
Forced your eye
that
open?
Freaks me, yes.
Like
that
those
freaks
scary
me out.
Movies? And,
yep.
So I can't even, I think I would be sitting in that chair going, oh, hell no, let me out. Because I can't have you jacking my eye open. I don't know how you cannot blink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it does wear off eventually.
Yeah, it does.
Because there's a guy that I work with, and he had it done, I don't know, 5-plus years ago, and it's wearing off now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what to do. Should I do it again? Should I just get some glasses? Like, I don't
and
know.
That shit's expensive, too. It's
it
not
is.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Thousands of dollars.
You'd think that it would last the rest of your lifetime.
Yeah, and it's not covered by insurance.
Right.
No, you're not cutting into my eyeball.
Nope, I'm good.
Mm-mm.
Glasses are very stylish.
Thank you. And if they're not, I'm still going to wear them because I'm not getting no size eye surgery.
I can see just fine with them on.
I will say, though, I would like to be able to see clearly when I take a shower or, you know.
Yeah.
That's really the only time because I tend to fall asleep with my glasses on, which is bad, I know. But
yeah. I don't need them all the time. Like, I can see okay up close without mine. It's more for distance.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I can see, I'm in the shower, I'm okay.
Oh, well, shit. Yeah. I'm blind.
Wow.
Really?
The shower. Well, not blind, but, you know, I need glasses to see anything.
Yeah, wow.
Clearly.
So,
it's like right in my face.
And this may be TMI, but when you take a shower, do you take your glasses off or you leave them on?
No, I take them off.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't see very well.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see clearly. I mean, I can see that it's my foot or that it's my hand or, you know, I can see.
My foot.
Yeah, I can see that it's a foot, but you can't see, like, clear.
Okay.
Clearly that, you know, you can't see clearly
everything,
but I can see. Yeah. It's not like it's total darkness or anything.
I know my body
it's just
parts.
All blurry. It's unfocused because I need glasses to do everything, so.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten in the shower, though, with your glasses by accident?
No.
I've done that before.
Oh, I mean.
I was like, oh, no.
Quick, didn't they?
What are these doing on? They started to steam up.
Oh, they will steam up.
Yeah.
Quick. Or if you're cooking something.
Yes.
Get too close to the, yeah, they will steam up, but yeah. So, sorry, I don't know how we got off on
that. Sorry, that was my bad, but, with the eyebrows. But
oh,
I had
yeah.
to say it.
That's how that conversation started.
Yeah. My fault.
We went
my
from
fault.
Tattoo, eyebrows, fucking to tattooing.
Right.
Eyeglasses, LASIK. Anyway, okay.
Anywho, where the hell were we?
I think what we see next is Adele outside on his own.
Oh, yeah.
All depressed about Ika.
That was kind of sad.
Oh.
It was. He
was in that half-knot room.
Yeah. Oh, was he? Oh, I thought he was outside.
Yeah, wasn't he? And he was kind of sad and talking to her.
Yeah. And he was, like, mimicking some of the moves she makes.
Oh, that was funny.
And then they showed her doing those moves.
That was funny.
I thought
the way
that was cool.
Cut that in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, tell him. Tell him I hate you.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
That was a sweet scene.
Yeah.
He's like, I know we are going to be friends for life, and your family. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, and he started to tear up. He was like,
now he's all alone.
Yeah, if you see any of my family, and he kind of got teary. He was like, tell him I say hi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like him.
Me too.
He's the only one I really like at this point.
Yeah.
Really, really like. He's just a nice person.
Yeah.
So... at least from what we're seeing.
Right.
So then we get, what was it that, was it the numbers on the screens or?
Oh, it was the hockey net in the living room?
Oh, yes, the hockey
yeah.
net. That's what. And they find out that they all, because nobody's HOH, they all get to use the HOH for an hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a party, drinks and snacks. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, the Canadian anthem was going to come on.
Yeah.
And they had to sing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got an hour party in the room.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
They were belting it out.
Belting.
Yeah.
And so then Sabrina is trying to fill out different people about who they think will go up. And she's talking to Arlie and he's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm telling her what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be her and Andrew.
Mm-hmm. How correct you are.
How correct he was. And then Kenny starts wondering how Canada thinks perceives them. And
right.
All of them are really kind of doing that, too.
Mm-hmm. And all of them pretty much guessed Andrew.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they wouldn't have done Andrew and Kenny. But I think everyone doesn't like Sabrina more.
Mm, seems that way.
But why? Or why not, rather?
I think because she's the one everybody perceives as doing all the stuff. And based on what people are saying on Twitter, she is always inserting herself in all the conversations. Apparently, Ika and Sabrina had a fight, and one of the things people were saying on Twitter is that Sabrina was lying about the fight.
Oh.
So she was telling other house guests that Ika threatened her to hurt her physically and throw her down the stairs
uh-huh.
and all this other stuff. And people on Twitter were saying she shouldn't be allowed to say that.
Oh,
you know, things like that.
Goodness.
No, we didn't see any of that on the show.
Oh, of course they're not
going
to show that on the show. So I know a lot of people on Twitter were, like, really hating on Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was just for that reason, but also because she inserts herself in all the conversation. She runs back and tells people.
Yeah.
She's part of the first five, which, again, I think because they've been dominating, people are annoyed with because there's no back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're cocky.
Yeah, she's kind of pushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I know that I saw that on Twitter, and so I'm thinking that's why a lot of people were pushing for Sabrina to be the one to be nominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that.
You know? So that it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the veto.
Yeah, like how are they going to do that? Like how are they going to run the veto?
Well, see, they haven't set, well, it'll be the same.
Okay.
I would think they get to play for veto, and depending on if anybody wins,
Yeah.
And who wins, what I'm guessing they would do, what the fair thing would be is to say, okay, the person who was number three that Canada chose to go up and, you know, have the third most votes would be the one that they
put up. Okay, that's what I was wondering about, how they're going to do that.
But they haven't, but they haven't said.
Okay.
So we don't know how they're going to do it.
Gotcha.
They do have a have-not competition. It was a prom.
Yeah. Theme,
and they have to dance, and the, their teammate has to guess the dance.
That was neat.
That was funny.
That was funny. Although I felt like it was mismatched because most of the teams had three, and Arlie and John had two.
Yeah, that was yeah.
Adele and John just had two.
That was funny.
Could have made more teams that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they had the people who won the got a prom dinner, which was Sarah, Heather, and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Neda and John talking about the twist and talking about they need to get Andrew out. They hope that he that he goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then I think Sarah at this point is talking to Kenny. I mean, everybody seems to be talking about Andrew.
Yeah.
At this point. And maybe they're just editing that to look like that. But I'm like, why is everybody all of a sudden now they picking on Andrew?
Yeah.
Although I don't like his ass either.
Right.
But I think they just maybe edited all that together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was just Sarah and Andrew were talking. I mean, Sarah and Kenny were talking again.
Mm-hmm.
About Andrew and, you know, if Canada doesn't seem to like him, maybe they should distance themselves from him.
I feel like they're going to do that now that they get this chance to see what Canada is.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of close, Sarah and Kenny. So they might try to get something else going.
So then Andrew talks to Allison about being nominated and they kiss and I'm like, ugh, again.
Ugh.
Gag.
Nasty.
Gag. And then we get the final reveal, which we already, you know, kind of had an idea that it was going to be Andrew and Sabrina nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish that we could have seen more of their reactions, but I guess we'll see that in the next episode.
Right. Yeah, it was really at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very end. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is I want to see them, you know, their reactions to being nominated and have them figuring out Canada doesn't like us.
Yeah.
Or at least what we've been doing.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, as soon Andrew went up there, he's like, I fucking knew it. And I'm like, don't say that. You know? Don't put it like that. You're on TV, man.
Hey!
I fucking knew it.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, maybe he should know at this point. I mean, they're all going to know at this point. Oh, okay. This first five alliance is jacked.
Yeah, we got to figure out something else now. But I kind of like how they did the nominations. You know, she kind of went randomly around. You two are safe. You're safe. You know, they kind of dragged it out a bit. And,
yeah.
Ah, that's funny. I'm okay with the nominations.
I am too.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how that power veto goes.
So if you guys, if the nominations stay the same, who do y'all think will get eliminated at this point?
Well, now, the house guests will still vote?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Not Canada.
No.
Okay. So I think probably Andrew?
I think Andrew will be gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up because he's sort of stronger competition-wise, let's say, but she's stronger maybe mentally.
Yeah.
So they both are kind of...
equal.
Yeah, they're you know, it depends on how you feel who's the stronger that needs to go.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the guys might say Andrew at this point. Maybe that'd be their chance to get him out.
Yeah.
As a strong, you know, strong person.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting if they would get rid of Sabrina. I think that would be maybe a smarter move.
Yeah.
Although, one thing that we haven't talked about yet is they would be smarter, I think, to take out Andrew because he's really a package deal with Allison now.
That's true. Andy's very tight with Kenny. Although she's tight with Rochelle.
Allison?
I mean, no, Sabrina is.
Oh, yeah.
So
I would like to see Sabrina leave, but I think their smarter move is to get Andrew first.
Yeah. Yes. So you prefer that she would go first?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Is it just because of her being emotional and dramatic?
Yeah. Yep.
Just sick of it.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather
and
see him go.
The cockiness gets on my nerves, too. That just bothers me about either, you know, whether it's the guys or the girls.
Yeah.
Just the cockiness is too much.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I'd rather him go first, but we'll see. It depends how they work on the power of veto. I mean, they could sort of angle it towards one of them to get it.
Yeah.
So who do you think, let's say one of them comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's
who do you think goes up?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
If they do it where Canada was, you know, they're going to do it 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I would think maybe Kenny.
That's what
would
I
would be first.
No. Like number 1 and 2 was Sabrina and Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And like the third most votes, probably, I'm thinking might have been Kenny. So if they do it that way where they're going to take the next person with the most votes
mm-hmm.
from Canada to be the replacement, mm-hmm. I would think Kenny.
Yeah. I was thinking the same.
Sister El Marie, what do you think?
I think the same.
Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'm actually looking forward. I think this week is more enjoyable to me because it feels like there's going to be some difference. There's going to be a shift.
Yes.
And I'm interested to see what happens with this veto. I want to know how that's going to play out mm-hmm. and how it's going to work.
Do you think it'll be a shift in power in the House? Like a shift in alliances?
Yes.
No more?
Just a shift in who's going home. I mean, already
there's
two of the first 5 people nominated, and I feel mm-hmm. like if one of them comes off, it'll be another first 5 on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So at any rate, one of them's leaving, and it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of them kind of scramble. I really am interested to see how people change,
mm-hmm.
because this is the indication, if they're smart, you'd be like, okay, Canada doesn't like this, so I'm going to try to change up what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to see who changes and how they change and all of that.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
I'm curious to see how it goes now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm glad they mixed it up for a week.
Thank goodness.
Made it more interesting.
It would be interesting if they kept it this way the whole rest of the
day.
Yeah. It would really be interesting.
Yeah, and I know Joseph mentioned that too.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Just to mix it up.
Yep. And speaking of Joseph, he did have some feedback for us.
Oh, great.
Excuse me. Okay, he says, hello, Sisters K, A, and L. Marie. Hi, ladies. Sorry for not seeing any feedback on the last podcast. As I'm writing this email, I am already listening to the Big Brother Bio podcast. I'm listening to the recaps of BBUK Celebrity 2014, and I am enjoying their commentary, especially the British accent. I know, I love that part too.
Yeah.
Ew.
It was pretty cool hearing one of the hosts name drop the Sister Speak podcast because they were listening to you guys recapping Big Brother Australia.
Yeah.
I agree with what Sister K said about some people not liking the Big Brother International version and are kind of swaying to how Big Brother US is done. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to someone on Twitter about Pinoy Big Brother and how much he wanted the next season to be like the US. I, of course, was against that idea. Also, I've decided to just only watch the Big Brother Can eviction episodes, and I'll talk my reasons why later on in my brief feedback. Brief, Joseph. Now, on to the discussion of the first twist of the possible 3 housemates. I have an idea that they should have done for those 3. They still could have done what they did, which was have the public vote which of them they wanted to be an official housemate. Now, here's an add-on to that twist that would have probably made this season really interesting. After unveiling which of the 3 will be an official housemate, they could have still included the other 2 to enter the house. How, so you may ask? Those 3 would be the only ones that would know that the other 2 are not real housemates, but fake ones. They could have potentially made the game really interesting by interacting with the other housemates without them having the slightest idea that they were not real housemates. Just imagine the drama, confusion, and possible hysteria that would have happened that would have made the house interesting to watch. You know what would have been really interesting is if they would have had all 3. This is me talking. If they would have had. Sorry. I was Okay, hey, pause Sister on Kay. Sister K here. It would have been really cool on that same vein is if they would have let all three of those house guests in and told them you cannot say that you've known each other, that you've been with each other for a week. You have to act like complete strangers. You can't talk about the war room, nothing.
Right. Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, would have been a little more difficult to do.
Yeah.
Okay, Joseph says, next up is the reason why I will probably just keep up with the eviction episodes. I like you ladies, am tired of the formula of how Big Brother is done in North America. I definitely agree with Sister K about how the nomination speech by the HOH is so damn dry and boring. Every time that speech is being said, it just gets very scripted and not fun to watch, and I just find it very annoying. I just miss the fun, the partying, and the very candid experiences housemates experience abroad. I notice that Big Brother Canada does those, but not as often and not as long enough compared to Big Brother Australia and Big Brother UK. The fun moments that they highlight last approximately 5 minutes, and then we're back into whispering about strategy with the other housemates. I don't even recall any kind of fun happening that I have seen in Big Brother US. Finally, ladies, I don't know if you have noticed this, but have noticed what similarities Big Brother UK, Australia, and Canada have in common that Big Brother US doesn't have? HD widescreen format. I recall reading tweets for Big Brother 14 and how some of the viewers were annoyed that it is now 2012 and that Big Brother house cameras have not been upgraded to HD widescreen. I too was kind of perplexed watching Big Brother US at times because of the black bars on either side of my television. Laugh out loud. I never noticed that.
No, I didn't either.
Mm-mm.
He says, goodbye, ladies. Joseph from Las Vegas. P.S. I, like you ladies, am dying for Big Brother Australia and Big Brother UK to start as fast as possible. But it is finally made official that the fifth season of Pinoy Big Brother will start this April after Easter. It was revealed that the tagline for the season would be called All In. No less than 15 housemates would be in the house, and it would only last for 100 days. I'm pretty sure during the unlimited season, they were pooped out because it lasted 155 days, and after a week off the air, the fourth teen edition started. I'm really hoping for another legit Big Brother swap. Who knows, it might be crossover with either Big Brother UK or Big Brother Australia, which would be awesome.
Have they ever done a crossover?
Not in the U.S., but they have in other Big Brothers.
Okay.
Remember I was telling y'all during Big Brother Australia that they had... in the UK, there was one episode or two that I watched about Big Brother UK a couple years ago where they swapped with Big Brother Africa.
Oh.
And they took a housemate from Africa and took him to UK for a week, and then the UK person went to Africa for a week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that they do that for this year. He says, I will... in my feedbacks include general big ideas of what's happening in the Pinoy Big Brother house. I'll probably even send links for Gennaro to finally watch his native country's Big Brother after having not seen the fourth season. And then he also has sent us a voicemail, which is a couple days later he sent us a voicemail. And he says, hello again, sisters. I just couldn't help to not send in my thoughts about this week's eviction. You guys enjoy my 5 minute and 40 second voicemail. The shortest ever voicemail feedback you'll ever hear from me.
Okay, let's hear it.
Way better than the 20 minute, Joseph.
Email.
Okay, let me play that now.
Hello, sisters. Even though on my feedback email, I said I would keep my reaction brief, but after I just finished watching the eviction and the sideshow, I just had to send in a continuation to my feedback. I have never been that glued to my television watching any eviction of Big Brother North America. You know, at the very beginning of the episode, they previewed what to expect, and they previewed some sort of choice someone is going to make and how it's gonna change the house and all that, and I just started rolling my eyes because, you know, we just see the show 3 days a week. What kind of drama can expect aside from, like, you know, strategy? But the whole Aika segment, I was really into it. It was, you know, her being very vocal about her process of what of her decision really stood on ground with the house guests who are watching her. You know, I agree with her decision. You know, either way, no matter what, she feels that she's gonna be backdoored, and so, you know, screw those housemates, most especially, and Sister K will applaud for this, Andrew, and Kenny. Especially, I don't know if you guys saw the sideshow, but they showed some goodbye messages, and Andrew was just a dick. I have to say that, he was such a dick, and I think what makes him so uncomfortable watching on TV is mostly his diary room sessions. The way he stares into that camera, you just want to throw something at him. You just want to break your television because of his eyes, of how he's staring at you, as if he's, like, reading your soul or whatever. It's just so frustrating. but yeah, and, you know, it's just... There was a moment in the eviction episode where Aika makes a fort with Heather, and I was so pleased, even though I didn't see or hear her say negative things to Heather. It was such a pleasing moment to see her apologize, genuinely apologize. Me personally, I don't think that has ever happened in the U.S. version. So, you know, there's... Watching the Canadian version, there are bits of glimmer of some BB UK and BB Australia of, you know, some togetherness, some family bonding with those house guests. But then it just only lasts for just a mere 30 seconds, and then bam, we're back into talking strategy and more whispering and all this nonsense that I'm not that pleasant. But anyway, that's why I'm watching just the eviction episodes. I'm very pleased that, unlike the U.S. version, unlike BB15, where they only allowed the public to vote only one possible house guest they want nominated, Canada is nominating for both nominees, and you know, I'm really rooting that they nominate Andrew and Kenny. I just nominated them too. You know, I agree with what Peter, I forgot his last name, but Peter from the sideshow, he said the house guests are not scared because they're now being judged by the public on what they have done these past few weeks, the past few days. And me generally, and as you all know after watching Big Brother Australian Celebrity BB UK, that's how it's supposed to be, you know? At times, you know, we could kind of see through that they are faking how they are feeling, how they are acting, but at the same time the truth of your feelings leak out, and that's what people love watching Big Brother, and why Big Brother elsewhere is seen such a popular cultural show, because everyone watches it, mostly, I would like, not maybe not generally everyone, but you know, a good majority of the country is tuning in to a house that has live cameras and, you know, is being dubbed as the most controversial house in each of their own country. And so I'm glad they're now being judged, because it's time that public has a voice. And I don't know about you guys, but every time, even in the U.S. version, when Julie Chen says, ooh, is addressing the public, you have the power. The power ends up being, oh, your power is to vote what the house guest is gonna wear or some very silly thing, compared to elsewhere, it's the public has huge power to save, power to evict, power, just more power than here, and it's just really sad, and I just feel all disappointed. Anyway, this voicemail is ending up to be 6 minutes, and so I think it's long enough and probably the shortest ever voicemail I have ever sent. So, I hope you guys had a great weekend, and talk to you guys later. Bye!
Well, thank you, Joseph, for that voicemail, and thank you for letting it be short this time.
Shorter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Good to hear from you, as usual.
Yeah.
Yes, and I agree with you. There are glimmers, very, very short glimmers of goodness in Big Brother Canada, but it's very brief, and they're few and far between.
That's the issue. They're too far between.
And I don't know if it's the editing and maybe how they're just, I feel like they're jamming packed each episode with all this supposed drama.
Right.
That we're not seeing the fun part, and it's all drama and scheming and backstabbing, and we're not seeing the fun, which is what makes us like the people. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe what it is we're so used, well, not used to, but we've gotten used to drama-free game playing.
Mm-hmm.
That we're, like, it's taking me a while to adjust to people actually talking about alliances and let's do this back door.
Yeah. Let's focus on getting that person out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that might be why we're having a struggle identifying or enjoying these people.
Yeah.
Could be.
Although I will say, what's the or?
Oh, I was just going to say, or they're just.
Or it's just the people.
Not interesting. Maybe it's not us. It's them.
You're right. Maybe it's them.
Maybe it's just a combination of both.
It could be.
Yeah, I do know that, I mean, it's been difficult to get into. I mean, there's only one, two people I've liked the whole time.
Yeah.
So
there's still no one that I'm really.
I was just gonna say, poor El Marie is just
still.
It's gonna make a hard, long season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we're already counting the days to the end of it. El Marie's got like a big calendar on her wall, X'ing out every day.
Like only 500 more days. Only 55 more days.
20 down, 55 to go.
Right.
Too funny. Well, that was the only email we had. Thank you so much, Joseph.
You mean we didn't get an email from Robin?
No, we didn't.
No, she was on Twitter.
Is she watching Canada?
Yeah, she was saying how much she liked her, remember?
Well, that's right. Yeah. She did say
So we're trying to get her to write in and tell us what the heck she was liking about it.
Right.
So I thought maybe she'd write in time, but maybe next
week. She missed this. Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Robin, if you're listening, get it in by Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yep.
Central Standard Time, like around 6 o'clock.
Right.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Probably 7 o'clock Central.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your take on it since you've never seen this kind of format before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to hear what other people think.
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm thinking it's a little boring, but that's because we're used to this format
right
now. So.
Whereas they probably think their format is boring now.
I like that format.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to get your feedback in, you can send us an email at sissyspeak@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail there, send us a voicemail, or leave us a voicemail on our voicemail line, 972-755-1215. We are all on Twitter, at SistaSpeakCast, or @_SistaK.
@LiteraryMarie.
And @AKSIDS.
We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SistaSpeakPodcast, or Google Plus now, at Google+/SistaSpeakPodcast. I think that's all the ways you can reach out to us. So we would love to hear from you, hear what you think about Big Brother Canada, about the podcast, whatever you want to talk about.
Could I give a quick shout out?
Yes.
I just wanted to say hello to Lindsay and James. I've been enjoying their podcast very much. I don't think I've heard that many "see you next Tuesdays" in quite a while.
And oh, I haven't listened to the latest episode. Is it in the latest episode?
Oh, it's chock full. From the beginning.
Oh, no. Who are they talking about?
I can't remember now, but there's a lot of it going on, so. And I'd especially like to thank Lindsay, who I have been tweeting back and forth with the last couple of days. She was kind enough to get me a quick link to watch episode 12 the other day. So thank you very much, Lindsay. It was great chatting with you, and I look forward to hearing your podcast again next week.
That's funny. I haven't listened to it yet. I gotta do
that. Yeah, it was good.
I need to listen.
Yeah.
Well, yes, thank you, Lindsay and James, for your awesome podcast as well. And send us some feedback.
Yeah.
How do you like the show? Let us know how you like it. Or we could, I guess, all go listen to the Big Brother bio and hear for ourselves.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that is it for now. I'm Sister K.
I am Sister L. Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.